Across this island and across the world, there are millions of people who are awakening to the understanding that this current health crisis, this so-called pandemic, is a Trojan horse which has been used to introduce a new era for humanity. The Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Building Back Better, whatever catchy, chirpy name the bankers and billionaires are calling it, it's not good for you and me, for the ordinary people. Relationships between individuals, families, communities, governments and nations will change fundamentally. They're coming for you, your family, your job, your savings, your home, your pension, your culture, your traditions, your freedom, your very way of life. Unless we unite to resist, we do not consent. This is not a conspiracy theory, but the outworking of a scheme written by people who hate the human race. Agenda 21 has been implemented now and will come to pass unless we unite to resist. We do not consent. Last year, a seasonal respiratory virus of high infectivity but low pathogenicity passed across the world and sadly took with it people who were very old, who were already very sick, and most of whom were in the last months and years of their lives. There were younger people who died. May God have mercy on their souls and comfort their families and friends. But in terms of the overall all-cause mortality, there was nothing to see. Seasonal viruses do this every year. They have done since time began, and they will continue to do so no matter what humans do. In 2020, in no country was there a significant increase in overall mortality compared to the past. Ireland in this pandemic actually increased her population by a couple of percent. If we take away the track and trace system, calling for the first time in medical history a case, someone who's perfectly well, who has no symptoms, and which is going to cost the UK government £37 billion over 2 years. I don't even know what £37 billion looks like, what it would buy. Would it be two hospitals? Would it be five hospitals? Would it be 1,000 nurses' jobs? I have no idea. But these PCR tests measure nothing. They are an illusion to create a crisis. If we take away the fact that the WHO changed the rules, changed the way in which we measure disease impact by saying that any death within 28 days of a positive PCR test was due to COVID, and even without a positive test, if you had symptoms, shortness of breath, fever, the things that people die from every day, that was COVID too. If we take away the hourly, incessant misery porn on the legacy media, dolefully recounting the figures and scrutinising the anguished last hours of those who were taken, and the po-faced politicians with crocodile tears pretending to care. If we take away the psychological abuse of populations across this planet, using applied behavioural psychology designed to keep them in terror. If we take away the signage, the arrows, the one-way systems, walk, don't walk, the yellow notices on every flat surface, the sanitisation, the masks, all the paraphernalia of this neurolinguistic programme and mental abuse which tells us that we are the biohazards, we are a danger to our families and friends. If we take all this away, there is nothing to see. The emperor has no clothes. But of course there was something to see, wasn't there? Viruses don't make laws, governments do. But what we did see, what we saw, was removal of our most basic and inalienable rights. To work, to earn, to move, to associate, to kiss, to hug, to go to church, to bury our dead with dignity, to live our lives as we see fit. We saw the removal of our right to speak, to protest, to object to this tyranny. We saw censorship, character assassination and banishment of scientists and professors who dared to offer an alternative narrative. We saw our children and young people locked up, denied their education, the right to play outside, to live their precious young lives, however they and their parents saw fit. We've seen millions of the poorest and most marginalised people on the planet pushed to starvation and death because of the economic fallout, because poverty kills. I've worked as a GP throughout this past year, and I've not seen people gasping for breath from COVID, but people utterly abandoned by their health system. People in despair from loneliness, from isolation, from fear. People who haven't seen their families and loved ones for months and whose lives are infinitely poorer as a result. I've seen delayed cancer diagnoses, people having treatments cancelled just willy-nilly, people dying waiting for elective procedures, people in pain who can't get help. Estimates vary, but it's now assumed that between 200,000 and 500,000 extra deaths will occur in the area covered by the NHS. And that's assuming that this lunacy of lockdown stops. And a similar figure obviously adjusted for the population in the south of Ireland. The cure is much, much worse than the disease. It's time to move on. This was not about health. It never was about health. It's smoke and mirrors. There are around 30 published papers internationally showing that right across the globe, lockdowns don't work. And if they do, why are we still locked up a year later? The health and economic fallout from this will cost millions of lives, and it will end the way that we live now forever. It's over. The lie has been exposed. We must stand together. We do not consent. On the 20th of March, there's going to be a worldwide rally for freedom. World Freedom Day. Across this beautiful planet, people like you and me will stand together to say enough is enough. We do not consent. Here on the island of Ireland, people from every part, from all political backgrounds, from all faiths and none, from every county and province will stand together to say no. Ulster says no, but so does Munster, Leinster, Connacht, England, Scotland, Wales, Germany, Holland, Peru, right across the world. We will stand together to withdraw our consent. Go to www.freedom-alliance.org for resources to help you through all of this and join us in the Rally of Freedom. I look forward to seeing you there.